Hello, I'm Nick Eliadis. I work at Broadcom Corporation. I'm Chief Technology Officer within the Infrastructure and Networking Group. That's one of three business groups at Broadcom Corporation. And the Infrastructure Networking Group is involved in designing microchips that are used in networking equipment, servers, and networking infrastructure. Broadcom is one of the world's largest fabless semiconductor vendors, and we develop and sell microchips that are used in communication, both wired and wireless, across the world, and have been working with Microsoft now for many, many years and are a strong partner. So what I liked about the build so far is the keynote. Ballmer was talking about how Windows 8 is reinvigorating, reimagining Windows with Windows 8, both live, the server, the phone, all of it coming together now as a consistent platform, and the ability to innovate on top of that platform. And you look around Build here today, and you see all the different partners and capabilities that Windows 8 is bringing to the forefront. It's very exciting. And Broadcom, as a communications company, a company that's involved in connecting people together, is this really enables the hardware that we build to really produce the type of user experience that people like in terms of tablets, connected devices. The whole cloud infrastructure is being enabled by high-speed communications and virtualization. So all these things coming together provide the next generation of users on the Windows 8 platform a very strong and very consistent user experience. So Broadcom has been working with the Windows team now for over a decade. So we've worked on the Win2K and other releases since the early days and continue to work with the team. So it's been a very long-standing relationship. We've continued innovating on top of the Windows platform. And so it's not really like we engaged on Windows 8. It was just a continuation of the ongoing engagement we've had over many, many years. So we've been working with all the Windows 8 features team, both client, server, Azure, and the phone team. You know, so Broadcom, because we develop products across all the different markets, whether they be client, mobile, server, and infrastructure, we end up intersecting all the Windows teams. So we've had a long engagement with the Windows 8 from the onset. So this has been a long relationship. So the areas that we've been focusing on are virtualization is the key area, and then virtualization offload in terms of SRIOV. And the demos that we're going to show here today are really leverage the innovation that we're putting into this area. So we're showing two demos, though we have developed many features that go into Windows Server 8. So the various features that we've developed are around management, data center networking, fiber channel Ethernet, host bus adapter, iSCSI host bus adapter. But the two that we're actually going to demo here are unique. One of them is in Hyper-V vSwitch extensions, and the other one is in SRIOV enablement of the server infrastructure. So in the Hyper-V vSwitch extension, what we're showing in the demo is that we are plugging in this Broadcom extension into the Microsoft vSwitch that will ship with Windows Server 8. And this extension allows us to match the capabilities that an external switch based on Broadcom silicon, in this case the Strata XGS switch running our FastPath software, has externally. So typically, when traffic leaves a server, it would go through this switch, or enters a server, go through the switch, and the system administrator could apply different filtering rules, and in this case to stop a denial of service attack, and those filters would protect this server from that attack. Now, when the virtual machines are inside the server and they're communicating with each other across this vSwitch, that protection is no longer in place. So what we've done is now we've developed this extension plugin that provides those same protections within the vSwitch that would normally be available in the hardware. So now when traffic originates within one of the virtual machines and crosses over, the vSwitch extensions apply the filtering that protects the destination virtual machine. So the demo that we show here live would show that we, without this vSwitch extension enabled, one virtual machine can actually find open ports and compromise another virtual machine. But when you instantiate this, you can see there's a flow chart here that shows the actions that are taken, can, where the packets are captured, filtered, and the decision to forward or not is made. That's the same rules that are applied in the hardware. So now the vSwitch and the hardware match their capabilities. So traffic that originates in the server and goes out to the network, and traffic that originates in the server and stays in the server, are treated equally. So this is the 57712-based NIC card. In this case, it's two ports of 10 gig base T. So this is a 20 gig network adapter based on Broadcom controller silicon and Broadcom PHY technology. And this is the product that's actually being used in our SRIOV demo. And it has the support for eight what are called physical functions or 64 virtual functions in an SRIOV environment. For the SRIOV demo, what we're showing here is the native Hyper-V bus network adapter, and the performance, this is on a 10 gig interface on our 57712. The network performance we're showing here is, you know, roughly, I'd say, 65-70%. So this is, you know, there's obviously some variance to it, but it's riding right along there. So the reason for this is there's actually the traffic has to go through software layers to get to the actual network adapter and then get transmitted. And it, when it gets received, it still has to go through the software layers. What our near-native performance provides is it's as though the virtual machine was running on top of the hardware without a hypervisor in there. So down here you can see we have the virtual machine bus adapter and the 57712 virtual adapter, and we're going to enable that now. And over here we'll see that now that the traffic is now bypassing the hypervisor network adapter and going directly to the SRIOV network adapter, the traffic performance jumps up to, you know, almost 90-92%. So an immediate increase in performance because you're now running really very close to bare metal. And that can scale to, like we said earlier, eight physical functions or 64 virtual functions, meaning 64 virtual machines can simultaneously be using this bare metal SRIOV capability. So by working with the Windows 8 server team from day one, we're ensuring that these features are in box and they're seamless, so that instead of having to load software or firmware onto the platform once it goes into deployment, these come to the user as built-in, pre-tested, and pre-integrated in terms of functionality. So they become seamless in how the user enables them. So in terms of the Hyper-V vSwitch extensions, those would be available as extensions when the server ships. And the case of the SRIOV enablement, those will be available at day one as well. And both of those, from a user perspective, are in-box. So the Hyper-V switch extensions cut across both enterprise and cloud data centers. Virtualization today is being deployed both in enterprises and in cloud, which allows multiple virtual machines to reside inside a server and have networking capabilities that are now enhanced by the extensions. In the case of SRIOV, those are now providing higher performance than a software-based networking inside the server. So by enabling the SRIOV, you get native performance as though the virtual machine was running on bare metal. So, and the demo we're going to show here actually shows the difference in performance between the SRIOV capabilities and it being turned off.